My name is Ketsia Aurelien, KETSIAAURELIEN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Marissa Fernandez, MARISA, last name FERNANDEZ. Number one, chronic kidney disease stage 4. This CKD is likely related to autosomal PKD, autosomal PKD. P as in Paul, K, D as in dog, as well as nephrosclerosis associated with hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and the aging process, period. The kidney functions have remained stable with BUN of 32 from 30, with BUN of 34 from 35, creatinine of 3.2 from 3.1, and a GFR of 16 from 14. There is evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria with albumin to creatinine ratio of 207 milligrams from 234 milligrams and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 674 milligrams from 593 milligrams, period. There is no activity in the urinary sediments, period. This increase in proteinuria is likely due to uncontrolled cholesterol levels related to dietary indiscretion as per the patient, period. We recommend the importance of avoidance of simple carbohydrates and foods that are high in cholesterol, period. The patient is currently taking rosuvastatin every other day instead of daily, period. We will keep close monitoring of the kidney function, period. She reports kidney pain. However, it has been intermittent and infrequent and less severe than it was at the last visit, period. She is euvolemic and reports no other symptoms, period. Next line, autosomal polycystic kidney disease, which is stable. She is currently on Jynarque, J-Y-N-A-R-Q-U-E, to slow the progression of the disease, period. She, her physical examinations reveal very large kidneys and abdominal tenderness, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with a blood pressure of 123/76. She is euvolemic, continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is uncontrolled with total cholesterol of 208 from 178, HDL of 42 from 40, triglycerides of 247 from 192, and LDL of 126 from 107, period. Is aware that her hyperlipidemia must remain under control to prevent further deterioration of the kidneys and increased proteinuria, period. Next line, GERD, which is stable with famotidine. Next line, paroxysmal AFib, atrial fibrillation, continue with the Eliquis. Next line, mitral valve prolapse. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 7.4, period. We discussed the importance of limiting her intake of purine-rich foods to prevent increase in the uric acid level, period. We also discussed the complications that ensues from elevated uric acid, such as kidney stones, gout, and cardiovascular complications from uric acid crystal buildup in the system, period. We will initiate the dietary approach for now. However, we discussed with the patient that if the uric acid level continues to elevate, we may have to consider starting medication in the future, period. Next line, hyperparathyroidism, which is likely secondary in nature and most likely related to the advanced kidney disease, period. Her PTH is elevated at 139 from 119, period. We recommend taking the vitamin D3 5,000 units for now, period. We will order vitamin D125 levels to assess if there is enough production of it in the from the kidneys, period. If the vitamin D125 level is low, we may consider starting calcitriol, calcitriol, and discontinue the vitamin D3, period. We will also repeat the MBD labs for the next visit, period. Next line, vitamin B12 deficiency. We will recommend intrinsic factor blocking antibody at the next visit. To see if the patient will benefit from vitamin B12 injections on a monthly basis, period. In the meantime, she would benefit from B12 supplementation, 1,000 micrograms daily, period. Her B12 level is 313 from 395, period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and